Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, May 2nd, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today's show will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Color Your Life Happy, Enjoy Spiritual Travel, with my guest, Gail Lawrence. She's the owner of Journeys of Discovery Travel. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. If you enjoy the show, I'm asking you not to keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, I invite you to click the Follow the Show button because that will give you an announcement every week of the show, reminders. Also, add yourself as a friend. In addition, there's a way to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can find out about all of that over on my show page. If you're listening to the show afterwards, when it's been recorded, I welcome you as well and thank you. Now, some of you have always wanted to write a book, but you hesitated because you didn't know how to get started, or a whole bunch of other fears that you may have had, and I know this because you've told me. Or maybe you've been writing pages and pages for months, maybe even years, but you don't know how to get your book published. Now, if this sounds like you, I have created a workshop that will help you go from choosing your title, your book cover, getting your book finished quickly, marketing your book, and getting it printed. This workshop is called How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. I think that covers everybody. Most important in this workshop, I tell you how to start earning money from your book before it's even finished. Now, I've held these workshops most recently face-to-face here in Southern California, but the next workshop is going to be online where all of you can participate from the comfort of your home or your office. To get the details, keep an eye on my homepage at coloryourlifehappy.com, where I'm posting the details shortly. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about all the different ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. To get at that goal, each week I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We talk about a variety of things, all of which contribute to our lasting happiness. Now, today my guest is Gail Lawrence, owner of Journeys of Discovery Travel, where she specializes in life-changing, transformational travel for the spiritual seeker. Gail has been a lifelong traveler herself, a lover of animals and nature, and an ongoing student of personal and spiritual growth. Gail's desire is to assist you in creating the authentic living story of your own life by providing you with the opportunity to see, touch, feel, experience, and explore your own inner wisdom in off-the-beaten-path, small-group, specialty travel adventures. Gail's tours are about following your heart and living your dreams, taking yourself out of this hectic, stressful world that we are all swirling around in, moving beyond fear and confusion, and finding your way back to a place of natural balance. Journeys of Discovery provides an outer discovery adventure and an inner journey for your soul. What could be better than that? It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Gail Lawrence. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Flora. How are you?
I am great, and I'm so looking forward to this because I have secretly been visiting your website and drooling over the trip since last year.
Well, I just know at some point you and I are going to share an adventure.
Yes, we are. So we might as well start right at the top. What is spiritual travel? Because a few people have asked me this already. And how does it differ from a regular vacation?
Well, I never use the term vacation to describe any of my trips because it really doesn't apply. Spiritual travel is for the person who really wants to leave on the trip being one person, but coming back a different person, somehow transformed from the inside out. You know, to me, a vacation is for the person who is like stressed out, burnt out, they want to get away, they want to escape, they just want to kind of numb out, lay by the pool at a resort and drink margaritas kind of thing. But they don't really come home much different on a consciousness level. But a spiritual journey is where you go with an intention. You're longing for something deeper, a more deep, more intimate experience. I believe a spiritual journey is something that your soul kind of arranges for you.
That sounds wonderful. I love that idea, going with an intention and returning transformed. What a great thing to have happen, because nothing's worse than returning from a vacation the same.
Exactly. You know, and the day you get back from your vacation, you're back in the office, and it's all kind of the same.
Oh, wow. This sounds great. Now, how did Spirit lead you to start this travel business?
Well, I think my story is not really unique. I think most of us oftentimes have some kind of a major crisis in our life that puts us in a position where we have to start doing some personal exploring. And mine was a very devastating divorce about 20 years ago. And I was healing from that divorce, and all of a sudden, I had started attending a Unity church, so I was really opening to this whole spiritual path and learning new things, and because I knew that what I needed to do was heal myself spiritually. You know, I could understand most of it in my left brain, but I needed to heal my spirit, you know, from the pain that I had experienced. And I was reading a travel brochure one day, and I saw a picture of Machu Picchu in Peru. And I don't know why I burst into tears. And at that point, I knew I had to go to this place. It was about 2 years before that opportunity finally presented itself to me. But that was in 1995 when I went to Peru as part of a spiritual group. This was my first experience. And from the moment I landed in Peru, I was there for 2 weeks. It was such an emotional thing for me. I tell people now that 2 weeks in Peru was like 2 years of therapy for me. As we did meditations at the different sacred sites, as we worked with local shaman at Machu Picchu, I released so much of the pain and the anger that I was still holding on to. And I came home from that trip totally, totally transformed and knew that I definitely wanted to go back to Peru. But I thought, this has changed my life, and I want to create these opportunities and offer them to other people. And that was the beginning. Yeah, the seed for Journeys of Discovery was born in Peru in 1995.
Wow. I got goosebumps when you talked about the 2 weeks there being equivalent to 2 years of therapy. How wonderful to have that kind of dynamic experience. It's a whole lot cheaper than 2 years of therapy.
Exactly.
And you know, it's so more worthwhile.
It is. And so that's part of, when you ask me, what is a spiritual journey? That's part of what a spiritual journey is. It is taking yourself to a place with the intention that you are going to really invoke some kind of a change within, that you're going to grow personally, you're going to grow in an awareness of consciousness. You know, so many people who travel with me are in that situation where they have some kind of really painful issue going on in their life, whether it's a health challenge, a relationship challenge, a situation with a job, a situation with a child. And I could just share a multitude of stories of amazing things that have happened on these journeys. And people go home and then they have such clarity and are able to deal with whatever they need to deal with back in their day-to-day world.
This is so powerful because so many times the changes we make in our lives are external. And, you know, we change the outer trappings of our lives. But without the inner change, then nothing happens. And this is why what you're doing is so powerful. And thank you for doing this. This is wonderful. Before we go on, I want to be sure that listeners find out how to get in touch with you. And then a little later, I'm going to ask you to share some of the stories that have happened to other people. You just shared one that happened to you. But tell us how we get in touch with you, your website, and maybe the next trip you have coming up or something.
Okay, I would be happy to. My website address is www.ajourneyofdiscovery.com.
Okay.
And my email address is info@ajourneyofdiscovery.com. And you can also pick up the phone and give me a call, 727-785.
Wait, say it a little slow.
727-785-5563.
Okay. So that's www.ajourneyofdiscovery.com or email info@ajourneyofdiscovery.com. I want to be sure we get that right. That is great. Now, what's the next trip coming up?
Well, I have several trips coming up. Actually, I've got a trip to Ireland June 25th to July 7th. There's still a couple of spaces open on that. A tour to England July 10th through the 17th. And then, actually, you know, sometimes building a business is wonderful, but I've gotten much busier handling trips for other group leaders. Now, this upcoming Ireland and England trips, I personally will not be going on there with other group leaders. I will be taking a group to sacred Mayan temples for the 11-11-11, November 6th through the 12th. And we'll be going to Palenque, Bonampak, Yaxutlan. We'll be going into the jungle to spend a whole day with the Lankandan tribe, kind of a remote tribe that still live in the jungles there. And this will be with author Linda Hogan. Her two books are The Shaman in Your Cupboard and Walk Gently Upon the Earth. So she'll be facilitating the workshop portion with the local shaman, but I will be there as well to contribute my part and to escort the group.
Wow, this is amazing. And this is what I love about what you do. When you say a trip to Ireland, England, or to the Mayan country, you're not talking about the typical tourist traps that most trips take you to. You're talking about getting with the people, the indigenous people, and experiencing the wealth that is there in the land and in the experiences of the people and their history. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what I'm after is some substance, you know, some depth. I really want to connect. And, you know, that's part of the power of the experience. And, you know, the other thing is, too, I do all of my own custom itineraries. So you're not kind of herded around like sheep, you know, on a typical tour or a vacation. But it's a slower pace. So we have plenty of time to really, really experience the places that we're at. And there's enough time for people to have personal time on their own. You know, you need to just go connect, whether it's nature or whether it's an ancient temple or whether you're with a local tribe. You know, you need your own time to just explore yourself.
Wow, that's beautiful. Now, who should go on a spiritual journey and why? Is this for everyone or just certain people? Who should go?
Well, you know, I've learned over the years. I've been doing my my journeys now for 13 years. And, of course, everything is a learning experience. But I know now that those people who are destined to go with me on a trip find me somehow. You know, people that it's not in their game plan, you know. They might find my website, read about a trip, and it does nothing. They feel no connection. It doesn't interest them. Someone else may, you know, by accident find my website and all of a sudden read about, you know, the Palenque trip and go, wow. I want to go on that. They just feel something inside that tells them, you know, that instinct that, wow, I think that's something I'd like to do. I'm going to call her. And that's how I get most of my people in my groups.
That's probably the best way, because if the person who is exploring your site, for example, or learning about the trips, doesn't feel that connection, doesn't feel that tugging, that yearning, then this is not going to be a satisfying experience for them, because they may well be thinking about it like our typical tours out there. And that's certainly not what you're doing. So it is important for people to have that connection. So referrals are very powerful. And I noticed, too, the way I learned about you was through an author who was having a trip. So sometimes the kind of reading that we're doing, the kind of people we're affiliating with, will lead us to your trips. So that's another powerful thing.
Yes, we all know that spirit works in strange and mysterious ways. And
right.
that is another aspect of a spiritual journey, too. You really come together with kindred spirits. You really come together with other people of like mind. And over the years, you know, this establishes lifelong and deep friendships with people that perhaps you met in Peru or you met on one of my trips to Ireland. And even myself personally, a number of my really, really close friends started with me. They came on one of my trips back in, you know, 1999 or 2000 or, you know, and we have just developed a really deep and lasting friendship from that.
That's amazing. Could you share some travel stories that have changed people's lives who've gone on trips with you?
I would love to. Too bad we don't have half a day. You know, I have so many. But I always like to share the one that happened on my first trip. My first official trip as Journeys of Discovery was in 1998, and it was a wild dolphin swim. Now, I'm an animal nature lover. If there's an animal involved, I want to do it kind of thing. And I'd always wanted to swim with dolphins, so I decided that was going to be my first official trip. And I took 8 women on that trip, one of them being a very dear personal friend of mine. Her name was Shirley, and she was my yoga teacher and also a trauma nurse. Mm-hmm. And it was about 2 or 3 years prior to this, she had lost her 15-year-old daughter in an automobile accident. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, going through that. But her daughter had left with a friend to go shopping. She gets a phone call from the hospital, and her daughter didn't make it through the accident. Shirley had totally shut down emotionally. She was still going through the motions of life, going to her job. She stopped teaching yoga. Her marriage was in trouble because she just wasn't relating to her husband. She just, all this pain built up inside of her, and I knew she was supposed to go on the dolphin swim. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to, but I kept after her, and what convinced her to go, she just started having dolphins show up everywhere. She'd walk in a store, and there's a statue of a dolphin. She'd turn on the TV, and there's a dolphin in a commercial. She'd go in a bookstore, and here a book falls off the shelf about dolphins. And so finally, you know, she decided, I think I need to go on Gail's trip, which she did. And the first day we were down there, we're out on the boat. We did our meditations and kind of did our preparation, you know, to invite the dolphins to come and allow us to get in the water and swim with them. And sure enough, they showed up, a pod of amazing bottlenose dolphins. And I was right beside Shirley in the water, and I saw one particular dolphin just coming around her and coming under her and coming over her. And I knew there was something happening. I knew there was something going on with Shirley and this dolphin. And we get back into the boat after the encounter, and Shirley just is sobbing and crying. And she said, I can't even believe it. I said, I saw you, Shirley. I saw that dolphin just swimming around you. And she said, Jessica came to me through that dolphin. That was her daughter, Jessica, and said, Mom, you don't need to worry about me anymore. I'm happy. I'm okay. And Shirley said, you know what, Gail? My heart is burst open. I felt like it was trapped in a cement cell, and my heart is burst open. And that experience really, really broke her out of that, you know, just denial, emotional pain of Jessica's death. And from then on, you know, she just finally went into acceptance. And so many times she said to me after that trip, I just feel Jessica with me all the time now. And she bought a dolphin necklace, which she wore all the time. So that to me, I thought, Gail, you're doing something good. You know, you need to keep doing it. So.
Oh, my God, that's a powerful story. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was an amazing.
It shows that all of us could have something bottled up and trapped inside of us and don't even know it, don't even realize it until we have an experience like what Shirley had with those dolphins. That's powerful.
And the other thing is, you know, of course, Shirley had been in therapy for a long time, you know, trying
right.
to work through this situation. And obviously it had not taken her beyond the pain. And so, you know, what does it? Being in the water for 20 minutes with a dolphin.
Wow. That's,
you know,
that's amazing.
Just amazing oh. things, amazing things. And then just recently, you know, I just got back from Costa Rica with a group with Janet Connor, and I believe
yes.
that's the author you were referring to, where
right.
You and
yes.
I connected.
Yes.
But just a quick story. One of the gals on the Costa Rica trip basically been through a divorce, single mom, you know, still holding a lot of that pain, really wanted to just move forward with her life. She wanted to meet another man. She wanted to be in a relationship, but felt she was kind of stuck and kind of afraid. And so she decided to go zip lining. I don't know if you know what zip lining is.
I know what it is. I haven't done it, though. It's kind of scary looking to me.
And she was really scared. You know, she was terrified, but she was far enough along on the spiritual path that she knew she needed to kind of feel her fear and do it anyway. And,
right.
You know, I said, you know, if you go ahead and do this, you'll find it's really going to be a powerful thing for you. And so she did, and she did the zip line, and she did great. And afterwards, in the discussion time, she said, you know, I had a profound thing happen on the zip line today. And she said, when I was going on the first, you know, zip line, when I took off on that platform, I was like scared to death, and I just like, oh my God. And she said, I heard God say to me, don't worry, Patty, I'll never let you fall.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
And that was her message that, you know what, get out there, get on with your life, don't be afraid, you're going to be fine. There's wonderful things I've got waiting for you. You just need to get out there and do it, and I'm going to take care of you.
Oh, my goodness, that is so beautiful. And it's just amazing the messages we get from these dynamic experiences that you set up. And, you know, I think about the fact that we get messages all the time, but sometimes unless we are removed from our hectic lives and away from our normal trappings, that we can't hear them. We somehow or another can't hear them. And this is what your travel does for us. This is just wonderful. I'm excited now. I'm ready to go take a look at the next trip. And tell us about the, because I mentioned before the show to you about the single supplement and that, because it sounds like a lot of your travelers are probably women. Obviously you don't restrict it to that, but probably a lot of women are attracted. And what if they don't have a travel partner?
Well, that is very true. Men are very much invited, but I do find that it's usually mostly women who end up, you know, coming on my trips. And oftentimes, I've just heard this from so many women over the years, they will say, like, oh, geez, I've been wanting to go on one of your trips for a long time, but I didn't have anybody to travel with me, and I really didn't want to pay the single supplement. And what they don't realize is the single supplement is just offered for those people who would prefer to have their own room or their own space. Most
okay.
of the people coming come by themselves, and I match them up with a roommate because the trip is always priced on sharing accommodations.
Right. Perfect. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great relief for me so
yeah.
that I don't have to find a partner to travel with. If I choose to go, I can be matched with, and I know, I trust that I'll be matched with the right person because that's what spirit is all about.
Well, it really is, and truly, I am just guided, and I usually do a pretty good job at putting people together. I really do. It just seems to work out. Yeah.
This is great. So the and when you were talking about swimming with the dolphins, I'm not a swimmer, so do I need to know how to swim with the dolphins, or can
no,
I just hang on to a dolphin?
Yeah. No, you really don't need to know how to swim. And actually, you know, I also do another trip where we are actually in the water snorkeling with humpback whales.
Whoa. Oh, that sounds
now,
scary.
Now, the whales are my deepest soul connection. I tell people, if you go on the trip and you are working with whale energy and you are in the water with humpback whales, that really is about soul work. That's really about deep stuff. But over the years, I've done that trip 9 years myself, actually, with the humpback whales. Over the years, I've had a number of people who wanted to go, oh, my gosh, I love whales. I just want to be close to them. terrified of the water, didn't know how to swim, and just stayed in the boat and had amazing encounters just with the whales on the surface of the water. Same thing with the dolphins. It's not necessarily that you have to be in the water with them. The other thing that I know about animals, they are so telepathic. They are so tuned in. And I could tell you so many mystical stories about animals. You know, they just seem to know what they need to do to work with you or me or, you know, whatever person is there. The person always seems to get just the perfect encounter that they need.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, that's because the animals haven't clogged their lives with the human stuff that we clog our lives with.
I agree.
They're still right there in tune with nature, and that's beautiful. I am so delighted that you made time to come on the show. This has been very informative, inspiring. I'm looking forward to going to your site in a few minutes to see which trip I can make time to come on. I'm going to repeat your website, www.ajourneyofdiscovery.com, for those who perhaps didn't get it written down before. And if you need to contact Gail, and her name is spelled G-A-Y-L-E, go to her email, info@ajourneyofdiscovery.com. Or if you prefer to call her, here's her phone number, 727-785-5563. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much, Gail. Do you have any closing words for us before we sign off?
Well, I definitely want to thank you, Flor, for having me on your show. It's been exciting and lots of fun talking with you as well. And I'm really looking forward to you and I sharing an adventure sometime soon. And for the other listeners out there as well, I know I have a lot of new friends out there. I just haven't met you yet. So come on a journey with me.
Well, thank you. I am definitely going to be on a journey with you soon. And as we end the show today, I want to urge all of you who have listened, and I know you've been enlightened, encouraged, informed, and empowered, I encourage you to go over and take a look at Gail's trips and let your own consciousness guide you to the one that is right for you. Remember that the recording of today's show will be available here on my show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, where you'll be able to return and listen to this entire episode whenever you like. I want to thank Gail for being my guest. I want to thank all of you listeners for tuning in. Next Monday, I'm going to be doing a book signing at Curves in Anaheim Hills, California, in my neck of the woods. So you will be joining me on my show again on Monday, May 16th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to have another exciting show. I'm coming to you today from Anaheim, California, as I do every week, and I am going to end the show by asking you to do what I always ask you to do, and that is have a blessed week, and remember to color your life happy.
Color, color your life happy. Color.